Well, it is truly a wonderful occasion for us to be here. As the apostles said to Jesus at the Transfiguration, Lord, it is good that we are here. And it is such a wonderful event here to be able to gather and to say the very first Mass ever offered at this House of Mercy. And it's truly the house that Mercy built. I have the privilege today of wearing the vestments that Father Jack Fullen wore, to use the chalice that Father Jack used as well every day at the different parishes that he served at in the diocese of here and in Baltimore. And today we offer this Mass for the happy repose of his soul and for the spiritual success of the House of Mercy. The Mass I'm saying today is the Mass of Mary, Mother of Mercy, because that's who Mary is. She is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. She is the Mother of Mercy that we pray to when we ever say the Hail, Holy Queen. Pray, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Today we consecrate and entrust all of the works of mercy to our Blessed Mother's loving care and intercession. We ask ourselves today, just what is mercy? As you know, mercy is not a something. Mercy is a someone. Mercy is a somebody, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus is called the mercy of the Father. So Jesus says for us to be merciful and to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So we're called to be Jesus in the world today, to be His hands and His feet, and to do those corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we heard about in this powerful reading, Matthew chapter 25. Our judgment, the reality of our eternal destination depends on how we treat other people, how we lived our life. It says, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit upon His glorious throne and all the nations will be assembled before Him. See, this is the second coming of Christ, the general judgment. And what's He going to ask us? He's going to ask us, did we take care of the poor? Did we help those in need? It says Jesus is going to separate the nations, the individuals, like sheep from the goats, putting the sheep on His right, the goats on His left. And then He'll say to those on His right, come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And what's He going to say? He's going to say, for I was hungry and you gave Me food. That's one of the works at the House of Mercy, is the huge food pantry of helping to feed those locally and those universally through the meal packing program. So Jesus will say, I was hungry and you gave Me food. I was thirsty and you gave Me drink. A stranger and you welcomed Me. See, anybody that comes to this House of Mercy will always be welcomed in love and in mercy. The strangers will be welcomed. Naked and you clothed Me. Think of all the thousands of articles of clothing that will be given out and distributed through the House of Mercy from your donations of clothing to help to clothe the naked, ill, and you cared for Me, in prison, and you visited Me. People are in prison by their sins. People are spiritually ill. They've been away from God, away from the church, away from Jesus. So they're spiritually ill. Our job is to bring them healing and hope. Those that are imprisoned in sin will be offered forgiveness and reconciliation with the Heavenly Father. Remember, Mother Teresa said that, yes, people are hungry for food, but you know what they're more hungry for? They're more hungry for love. They're starving for love. They're starving for mercy. They're starving for kindness. They're starving for tenderness and compassion. And they're starving for mercy. People are thirsty for God. And our job is to quench their thirst. This House of Mercy obviously is not just about feeding the poor and giving drink to the thirsty and clothing the naked. It's about taking care of their spiritual needs. It's about saving their souls, getting them to heaven, getting them to know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. It's evangelization. Evangelization is sharing the good news that Jesus is our God and He is our Lord, He is our Savior. And everyone that comes here will be invited, but most likely by our example and our prayers, but oftentimes by our words as well, to know how much God loves them, to know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for them, and that they'll be invited by the grace of God to come into a deeper personal relationship with our Heavenly Father, with the Lord Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit. And then the righteous will say to Jesus, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger or welcome you and naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?" And Jesus will say to us in reply, "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did unto me." So we're not doing these things for individuals, for men, women, children. We're doing these things for Jesus. Washing the feet of the beggars is being done to Jesus. Remember in the life of St. Martin of Tours, St. Martin, even before he was a Christian, he was a soldier. He was traveling down the road on horseback, a very cold, freezing night, and he saw a beggar by the side of the road. So he took his tunic, he took his sword, cut his cloak in half, wrapped the beggar in the cloak, and that night he had a dream. And he saw Jesus wrapped in that cloak. Again, to remind us that what we do to others is really being done to Christ. So the House of Mercy is an opportunity for us to serve Jesus in the poor, to feed Jesus, to give him drink, to clothe him, to welcome him, to take care of his needs. And then the king will turn to the others and say, "Depart from me, you accursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." You see, our eternal destination, whether we go to heaven or hell, is dependent upon how we take care or neglect the needs of others. It says, "Depart from me into eternal fire, for I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill or in prison, and you did not care for me." And then they will answer, "Lord, when did we see you in this condition?" Jesus says, "Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me." And these will go off, sadly, to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Isn't that amazing to think our eternal destination will depend upon how we have taken care or neglected our fellow man? There's a writing of Saint Vincent de Paul that I think is very important. I would encourage you that are volunteering at the House of Mercy to read the writings of Saint Vincent de Paul. He was really one of the first saints to get involved in the works of mercy and to organize houses of mercy like this. And he said something very interesting in his journal. He said, "It is only because of our love that the poor will forgive us for the bread that we give them." Think about that again. It's only because of our love that the poor will forgive us for the bread that we give them. You see, when we give the bread or clothing, food, it is really the most important aspect of it is our love. It is the mercy in which it is done to always be like Jesus. And so I hope we'll always remember the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we'll be doing here. We thank you so much for your support to offer to the Lord your time as a volunteer, your talents in making rosaries and sewing and helping in the thrift store and meal packing, and also to give some of your treasure to every month. Make sure the House of Mercy is part of your monthly tithe, your monthly gift to the poor every month. support the House of Mercy with your part of your treasure, all of our tithe. As you know, the Bible says we should give 10% of our income to the Lord. And that could be to the poor, House of Mercy, a church organization, whatever it may be. But we should all be giving 10% to the Lord. That's what the Bible recommends. And the Bible says you cannot outdo God in generosity. The Lord will take care of you. If you take care of the poor and others, the Lord will take care of you. So what a wonderful occasion it is to be here at our very first Mass, a Mass in honor of Our Lady, Mother of Mercy. And Our Lady always leads us to Jesus, and her Son is mercy itself. God bless you.